This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
One of the great things that we have in this community, and I am just impressed day by day at the work that they are doing, is Richland Community College. And Dr. Chris Valdez joins us this morning. Doctor, good morning. Thank you for being with us. Happy to have you here today. I got to tell you, I just enjoy all of the news that's coming out of Richland and the partnerships that you have. And I know you were expressing great interest in what was announced last week with ADM and this new project. And you guys have been involved in this, being a leader in the nation about reducing carbon. And this is just great news for the community.
It is great community in every way that we can think of it. You reduce emissions is good for us. More jobs is good. People, companies investing in Decatur in the area, those are all good outcomes for us. Beats the heck out of the weather, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that this technology, Richland has been on the cutting edge with this, for a very, what seems like a very long time. And now to see all of this type of thing come to fruition, it's going to be amazing to watch. And I'm just super stoked about it, as I know you are. Talk to me a little bit about some of the things that are happening in the news with Richland, the industrial job skills training course and program that you have. Explain to me what that is for, why it exists, and why you're having so much success with it.
Sure. Well, and that's very well connected to the announcement you just made with 8 Rivers and companies investing. Is we provide workforce. We have been specific in looking at those populations who have traditionally been underrepresented, who sometimes people say are not employable, and we've provided the curriculum and the support and the program to provide them both the technical skills and essential skills to move into the job force and be not only into the job force, but very successful, stay there. Our graduates tend to stay employed, about 90% of those. And when we see that companies have turnover rates of 30-40%, that really helps their bottom line to know that they have a worker that they can depend on.
All right, and talk to me about the details of that program. And, I mean, I see TAT stuff, like literally going to Footworks of Decatur, taking care of those students. I mean, it's every step along the way creating a pathway for employment, the skills that are being taught and the partnerships you have. It's very, very detailed.
Yeah, it is, and we do a great job of recruiting not only people who are interested, but great facilitators, TAT, Reverend Courtney Carson, Gina Taylor. We have a great number of those folks who are truly committed to helping individuals better themselves. One of the things that is unique about what we do is that we have a trauma-informed practice in helping those folks understand what helps them to move past the difficulties they've had in their life. And we focus on 10 different things: time management, communication, digital awareness, social engagement skills, public speaking. But we do that with a lens that helps them to get past their difficulties and really focus on four different areas: belonging, generosity, understanding, and mastery. And part of that is helping them to feel like they belong. All of us need to feel like we belong. If you are in generational poverty, have not been used to the workforce, you need to understand that there's a place for you in that. And I think it helps these individuals not only be strengthened themselves, but help each other to go through that program. And that's probably one of the reasons why we have such high graduation rates, about 91%. And of those folks who graduate, 100% of those have been offered positions at each graduation.
All right. Tell me what else is going on. Clearly, your campus, like every other campus, is trying to figure out what the rest of this, spring and the summer looks like, and then into the fall. Where do you stand right now in the greater scheme of things in a world still dealing with COVID-19?
Yeah, well, we've done a couple of things. We've identified July 1 tentatively as a return to campus for individuals. We've started the SHIELD testing, which is saliva-based testing from the University of Illinois, in our second full week of that. And we're encouraging individuals to get vaccinated. We have delayed our registration for fall because we want to know more about what the what the environment will be like in the fall, but we're going great guns to get back on campus this fall because, you know, everyone knows we need more normalcy than we've had in the last year and a half.
All right, tell me how the shield testing works. That was developed, obviously, at the University of Illinois. How will that work on campus?
You know, shield testing is really a simple process. It involves registering for the program, which is fairly easy. You make an appointment. It's no longer 15 minutes. It's a saliva-based test, so you don't have to have anything that feels like it's tickling your brains through your nose. It's pain-free. It is very easy to use, and you get your results back in least than 24 hours. And the couple times I've done it, it has been within 6 hours. So we're trying to expand that to the greater community in Decatur because we know even though people are getting vaccinated, that doesn't mean that the spread won't continue to happen. And if we're going to have a safe environment and employers want to have a safe environment, they really should know if they're their employees are testing positive or not. So it's been good for us. It provides the level of privacy and confidentiality necessary, but mostly it helps people to know what their status is.
All right. And then how will that work for the greater community? I mean, is there a place on your website? I mean, where do people find out about this?
Yeah, well, we have opening for the first couple of weeks here, but it will be on our website under shield testing, and individuals can sign up. They'll sign up as a guest, make an appointment, and come in and test. We're trying to hold that off a little bit. We're hoping by the by the start of May, we'll be able to offer shield testing for May for community members, but that it'll be very easy. Come to the main website, shield testing, register, find an appointment date that works for you, come in, they'll screen you, make sure that your confidentiality is kept and allow you to take the test. It shouldn't be more than 15 minutes tops.
All right. One of the return to normal things that I saw from Richland over the last couple of weeks was the farmers market, which is now going to be held on Tuesday evenings.
Yeah, you know, we're very excited about that. In part, it's been moved to Tuesdays because the bistro is open. We are continuing to increase our farm-to-table menu items with the bistro, so we want to keep that in conjunction with that so people know the end product. But you're right. The farmer's market has been very popular. We're hoping to return our plant sale on Mother's Day. You know, those are all indicators that we're getting back to normal. So we're just trying everything we can do to get to that end.
All right, richland.edu is the web address where you can find out about everything that we're talking about here today. What about graduation?
Graduation is going to be semi-remote. Actually, I'm going in today. Many of us are to record some of our remarks, but we'll be there in person. Graduates will be able to come walk across the stage, receive their diploma in person, but many of the remarks will be recorded. We're trying to, you know, maintain all those distances and keep people safe, but move back to normal as much as possible. So graduates will be in person. A select few will be there, and most of them will be recorded. May 17th is graduation, 7 o'clock. You'll be able to see it streaming for folks who want to watch their graduate, and the graduates will be there in person.
All right, Dr. Valdez, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. You can find all the information we just talked about, too, on the Richland page of nowdecatur.com as well. 4 years and 9 months, I just saw on LinkedIn. That's how long Dr. Valdez has been at Richland Community College. You know, you get those, I would have had a hard time pinning that timeline down.
I would have guessed like 2.5.
Yeah. But we just took a year, which really didn't count. So, you know, I mean, although probably the hardest year in his tenure. You know, that's the tough thing that people have been struggling with, you know, from the very beginning is how do we do things a different way? And I think Richland made all the sense in the world pre-pandemic and makes even more, if that's possible, post.
Oh, no question. They've been on the track of, I mean, this idea of getting our people qualified to work in these jobs that are available. And you know, having that workforce is going to continue to attract things to our town because there are people here to work in their multi-million dollar investments.
Yep, no doubt about it. I think he said May 17th. I think he meant May 14th is the graduates only for May. And a live feed will be hosted by the college social media pages with the health professions ceremony at 5 and the graduation ceremony at 7 p.m. On May 14th. You know, people still very proud of their accomplishments and want to go through graduation, which is certainly understandable, but we respect and appreciate that they're doing it as safe a way as possible for their students and families at Richland Community College. And once again, you can get all of that at nowdecatur.com or go to richland.edu. That is the website.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.